nefesh. In other words, to get into Yom Kippur, it doesn't shvus nefesh. Shvus nefesh is going up into a makom where you can't go up in the seder shtalshis. You have to go do it from a serious nefesh. Serious nefesh. Achim Mishnei Bnei Aaron. Every Yid has to have them a serious nefesh. Yid has to know that after Yom Kippur you have to come down to Sukkos. They went to Yom Kippur dig a life. The Yom Kippur, Shtetis Farm, is the Maseches Yuma. Maseches Yuma is just called Yom. It's not called Yom this, Yom that. It's not called Yom Kippur. It's a Yom. It's something out of the Gedorim. Something out of the Gedder. It's a day which is it's out of the Gedder. You can only get into Yom Kippur through Maseches Nefesh. But because it's out of the Seder Ishtalshelus, it's out of the Seder Ishtalshelus, Mamela, you can't live a life like that. That's the son of Rabbi Akiva. That's the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Yotzeit is on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur. And the whole about Rabbi Akiva is called Yom Ha'isi Mitzdayeh. Rabbi Akiva was that matzav. Rabbi Akiva was a matzav of Kese. Kese is the whole Zach. Kese is not Shaykh to the Seder Ishtalshelus. Kese is Hechem. Rabbi Akiva was Dorish Tilitilim Shalalochus from the Tagin. The Tagin is the Kese. So a kesa is a madriga where it is and it isn't in the Seder Shtalshelus at Shkoyach. At the same time, it isn't the Seder Shtalshelus and it isn't in the Seder Shtalshelus. So either you can't esesfiyus kesa chacham vino, you can't chacham vino das without kesa. So you got to, you're allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to stay there. So you're allowed to touch Yom Kippur. You have to go into Yom Kippur, but you're only allowed to go into Yom Kippur, then you have to come straight back. You know, moti v'loy moti. All inyan Yom Kippur is like the inyan of imo, vino. Ime lo, you know, Bina is the bechina of the imo, where the imo hovers on the children. She flaps the wings, she touches them, she doesn't touch them, she touches them, she doesn't touch them. Can God go into the Kodesh Kodesh, and the Aaron is enim and amid, it is then, it isn't there, it is then, it isn't there. The whole part of Yom Kippur is, it is and it isn't at the same time. It's the dark of Keset. Is the Seder Shtalsh, not the Seder Shtalsh. The Aaron is there, it's the whole matzav of Yom Kippur is a Nahoicha matzav. Matzav is a matzav where we'd love to be there, we're only allowed to touch it. We're allowed to touch the Yom Kippur. So there's a certain mitzvah, it's connected to the spheres. Then you have to go hech, go into Yom Kippur, you have to go over hech. So the sukkah is also, sukkah is like hovering, it's like a cloud on us, protecting us. We are here, we're not here, we are in the world, we're not in the world. Lifnei Hashem to Torah. The whole son of the Beis Hamikdash was like that. It's a pel digazach. It's only get through Mesiras Nefesh. The whole inyan of bringing up korbanos is the inyan of. I'm not sure. I'm waste time crying. The whole inyan of the Beis Hamikdash was a shachat oisai. And Yerachim is be'echt zafoino. Zafoino lifnei Hashem. Zafin means zchus oves, which is zafin, which is zafin, and gabi mizbeach, which is afarash aditzim, which is the mesiras nefesh. Mele shchita is dachti yodei, the shchita b'korban is dachti mesiras nefesh on ayid. And that's why we say it there again. We say lifnei Hashem. The whole matzav of mesiras nefesh takes you to matzav of lifnei Hashem. So all Beis Hamikdash is the makom of mesiras nefesh. Keilu you being brought up as the korban. Keilu you being brought up as the korban. That's how you get to a darg of lifnei Hashem. So every time you came to the Beis Hamikdash, you came to a matzav of matzav by matzav. You can't stay in the Beis Hamikdash. You can't stay in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, you go a matzav of matzav by matzav. You keep on it as a whole day like that. So Achim Noi Shnei Bnei Aaron. Shnei Bnei Aaron, they went up and their chit was, it didn't come down. Because you got to go up and come down at the same time. It's a very difficult balance. Very difficult balance. Because that's how that bounds. Of moti v'loy moti. Touching and not touching. Going up, and not there. Hovering about and hovering. That's the dargum. That's the dargum of Yom Kippur. So it's the whole achana of going to Yom Kippur. It's to reach the dargum away. Reaching the dargum of Kesa. Kesa is the chkuli rach. It's a moedik in the kula because just before already that the Yom Kippur is imo. why is Imam Moir the Rachman? Darag of Kesel is talking about Kuli Rachman. Darag of Kesel is talking about it's not that that Ula Chatoim Be'etzim or Nimtak, meaning the Ula Chatoim or Be'etzim or Chilik of the Rebbein Shalem is Mahalach. So Pshat is that's the Chilik. That's the Chilik between a father and a mother. The mother is the Ima. The Ima is the Gilui of the Kesel. The Gilui of the Kesel, that's why the mother, the father always sees the child's Chesroinus. Why is not better? The mother always sees his smile. She doesn't see Chesroinus Bechlal. The Seidah Shaldova is because the Ima is a Gilui of the Kesel. The Gilui of the Kesel doesn't see Chesroinus. It's Kulei Himala. So the Etzem, she doesn't see Chesroinus Bechlal. That's the Koyach of the Ima. That's the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the time of Laibidah, the Ra Om of Yisrael. It's the time where we go into Zalmatzev, into the Dag of Lifnei Havaya. Feel the Seidah Shaldshlis. Yud is the first of the Seidah Shaldshlis. Yud is Chochm, and Shalom the Chochm, and Nefesh HaChitaz. Nefesh HaChitaz is no good. When you go Lifnei Havaya, you're going already. Yud is the beginning. Lifnei Havaya is Amgirzah. Full Dag of Moti Kesev, Moti Vilei Moti. So again, you can say the same thing. The Kesev is the Tag of the Yud. Tag of the Yud. Is it part of the Yud? It's not part of the Yud. It is part of the Yud. It's not part of the Yud. You can write the Yud without it. You should not say for Torah. I'll be correct without it. So the Kesev is a chelik, it's not a chelik, it's not a chelik. That's all the king wears it on his head. It's on his head. Is it a malbush? Isn't it a malbush? A robe is a malbush, or the crown is a malbush. It's on the head. It is a malbush. It isn't a malbush. We are here, we're not here. We are Gashmistik in Ivrom. We're not Gashmistik in Ivrom. We keep us as man. So to show that we've always still got an achiza in the Kesev, we've still got an achiza. That's the Mama Kesev. That's the Dag of the Yom Kippur. Yom HaKodesh. Yom HaKodesh. The word Kodesh itself is two Havonis of Kodesh. Rashi says Kedusha means Yom HaFresh. Yom HaFresh means it's not there. It's separate. It's not there. The Ramban says Kodesh HaTzmecha B'mutalecha. So what's Kedusha? Yes or no? It says Yom Kodesh. Kippur has Yom Kodesh. Chassidim don't call it Yom Kippur. We have to say Yom Kodesh. That's the sort of Yom Kodesh. Kodesh is, it's a bunch of complete afrosha. It's a bechina of Kodesh HaTzmecha B'mutalecha. We need the Oran down here. It's Einam in a Midah, but we need Oran down here. You understand? It's the whole Seinah. The Oran being there, but it's Einam and Amida. It's only the Sadlach. It's not a Shkoy in the world. It's not a Yidu has to be in that matzav. We should be able to always be touching Hecha. That's the day of Mesiras Nefesh. Every Mesiras Nefesh he takes in life gets him to that Darga of Oran. Saying Stamazai, the whole Indian of Luchashnias, whole Indian of Luchashnias came from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesiras Nefesh. Said Mechain, Ayn Mechain, you know. I said already, the whole Shin, I mean, Ayn is Malat to the Dag of Kesed. It's a Kesed, we have to become an Ayn. Chachm is the Chayesh, the first Yesh. Chachm is the Chachm me Ayn to Motze, state of Eve. Chachm me Ayn to Motze, Chachm is the Shalash from Kesed. Kesed is the beginning of Ayn. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesiras Nefesh pulled into myself, Luchashnias. Moshe Rabbeinu came down to the Luchashnias on Yom Kippur. Kippur is the Gili of the Dark of Ayin. The Gili of the Dark of Ayin, then we can go to Tanhog, which is high in the Seidish Lash, and then there's no Abba the Zohar, and then there's no Gornish, nothing. Told you, I didn't tell you, Shemai, before you went to Uman, I said that morning, evening, so you don't halacha to Shachas, which halacha did you do? You're doing halacha to Yom Kippur, and all brings down. Children play with the goyzim. Sachkim, the yelodim, sachkim, the goyzim. Yom Kippur, ve'ein moichem yodim, ve'ein moichem yodim. He smiled, he said, do look like Rosh Yisot. Tinoikim, the person looks at it, Tinoikim is always clean, rein. Rein or even, it's all one big tzchoik, The goyzim, it's like egos, it's gemar shui echet. Tinoikim is in Yom Kippur, play around with the guys. And my mom brings it, ve'ein moichem yodim, because it comes from somewhere, That's about it's all skull, it's all tzchoy, it's all stick, even the chatom, even the egg voice, which is the matriarchet. the Neukas on that dog of Tmimus, where they see everything away from them. The clearest, they have the clearest picture. Sometimes Lenin Kippur, he comes out and you walk home and he's an option, a Hecher Matzav. Sometimes he's a Matzav of Tzchoik, or a Shira in the middle of the street, a Barilan, to sing. That's the dog of Kessel. Moshe Rabbeinu with Ma'ir Mesiris Nefesh. Through his Mesiris Nefesh, his Luchas Shnius. Luchas Shnius came down in Yom Kippur, The whole Luchas Shnius is Gibbot of Mesiris Nefesh. So Luchas Shnius is Rebbe Kiva. It's a Torah Shabbal Peh. Luchas Shnius is Psal Lecha. So it's a Hilgir Tzadik, it's a Torah Shabbal Peh. So it's Torah Shabbal Peh, says the Moshe Tanchum and Noach. You can really mean the Koinet on the Mesiris Nefesh. It's the Mesiris Nefesh, it's the Mesiris Nefesh, it's the Mesiris Nefesh, it's the Mesiris Nefesh, it's the Mesiris Because you can only be koine, dafka through moedig Mesiris Nefesh. Only through moedig Mesiris Nefesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on, the Luchas Shnius, which is the Shosh of Tosh Baal Peh, where we see the Kishmak of Mesiris Nefesh. In the Kibbutz, where we see the Kishmak of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, no mizan, a Kishmak Kazach. Come in Mechanach, a person that Yiddishkeit is based on Mesiris Nefesh. It's hard, it's Mesiris Nefesh, but you have to have a munna that this is a good thing. Mesiris Nefesh has to be Kishmak. Who's the pillar of Mesiris Nefesh? Rebbe Kiva. Or Rebbe Kiva say, Kol Yomai Yisim Itzdai. There's a type of it. Kol Yomai Yisim Itzdai. It's just Zachni. When it's Kim Tzadim, it's then tough. You know, we decide the right thing to do is to be Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, Mesiris Nefesh, for the Rebbe Shalom, Dav Zanim Itzdai. It's like a Shmak, it's like Kol Yomai Yisim Itzdai. So Rebbe Kiva is the outside, it's Yom Kippur. You've killed in Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is when Mesiris Nefesh becomes a Tainuk. We trach nish von essen. You don't think of eating and drinking. It's a Mesiris Nefesh that comes in the Mardik HaTainuk. In Achil and Shtiyah doesn't bring us Tainuk anymore. Ba'alich B'tshi, Ma'alakos V'kil L'Sanu means that now our Tainuk is not to eat and not to drink. It's mean eating and drinking wasn't poil up to Hanoah by us. It wasn't poil up to Hanoah by us. It's all Tainuk. Tosh Val Peh, it's Kibbutz Megalef, the Tainuk of Mesiris Nefesh. Kibbutz is the Tainuk of Mesiris Nefesh. Another Aviv forced themselves into Mesiris Nefesh, they couldn't resist it. Now the Aviv couldn't resist Mesiris Nefesh. The Holy Kippurim is to Megala the Mesiris Nefesh, to Megala the Gishmak, to Megala the Mesiris Nefesh, you go into Keser, Mesiris, you go into Ein. Mesiris Nefesh means you give yourself up completely, you become an Ein. And Keser is the Chiyah, the Oilam of Tainuk. Keser is the Oilam of Tainuk, the Oilam of Rotzen. It's the Oilam of Tainuk. So Mesiris Nefesh, you go all the way up into the Oilam of Tainuk. That's the Gishmak of Tainuk. Give us the Gishmak of Mesiris Nefesh. Gishmak of Mesiris Nefesh. Who was chosen to be the one who was Mesiris Nefesh? Yitzchok is Tzchoik. Yitzchok is the one who wants to be on the Kedah. Yelchushneim Yachtov is the Tainig of Mesiris Nefesh. Because when you climb out of the Kelim, you go to Mesiris Nefesh, you climb out of the Kelim, is then you go into the Olam of Tainuk. Kes is Tachloilam of Tainuk. So Mela, what comes in Yom Kippur? The Kol Yom Yisim Tzai comes in Yom Kippur. Achrim Eshnei Ben Aaron is Yom Kippur. Both Nodav Aviv and both Rebbe Kiva. They were the Baal Mesiris Nefesh Mitach Tainuk. They were the Baal Mesiris Nefesh. Rebbe Kiva managed to resist himself. Kol Yom Yisim Tzai, so he kept himself back. Nodav Aviv, the Taiva was overwhelming. It's Mela, they just left. And the Taiva from Mesiris Nefesh. Rebbe Kiva's Tainuk was Kol Yom Yisim Tzai. Mela, now that he had the Koyach to do that. Then he was Meyushev. That's the Yom Kippur we go after that. It's a Shehel Gatok. This is our Tainuk. That's the biggest. Mesiris Nefesh is our Tainuk. Even us, Nichlan and Mesiris Rochlein, is the biggest Tainuk for us. The Kofalim Harki Gigis is in Tosh Baal Peh. Yeah, the Midrash says that. The Midrash also says that the Kofalim Harki Gigis was the Chuppah. Not in Torah, it was the Erisin. Sorry. Kofalim Harki Gigis, we asked this once before already. If a chosen learns out from Kofalim Harki Gigis, he should go into the Chuppah with a gun. Make a Chuppah with a Kviyah. We stem the two Zachim on hand, it's the Chuppah. Chaining to Kofalim HaKigigis. Terence says Kofalim HaKigigis means he's telling them Shomlav Shomtei Kuraschem. He's telling them this is your life. This is your Metzias. This is the Kem Chayinu Berchemeinu. Shomtei Kuraschem was a Metzias. In other words, being close to Rebbein Shalom is your life. Mesiris Nefesh is our life. The Tosh Baal Peh, which demands Mesiris Nefesh, then your ash should start feeding life. Then you can ash start feeding life. Only if you have Mitzvah's Nefesh, you can start feeding the Emstic alive. When did Avraham Avinu feel the Emstic alive? When he came out of all custom. He came out of all custom and he felt the Emstic alive. Yitzchak Avinu felt the Emstic alive after the Mitzvah Akedah. Emstic alive you feel after your Mitzvah Nefesh to a bunch of life. So you give the transient life away. And then you get a feeling of the Emstic Azach. Chosn Kala, the whole Bechina of the Sunnah, Chosn Kala is that they feel it. There's nobody else in the world, it's just them. It's a Shari Baleisha, Shari Baleidos, Shari Baleidunsh. It's a new life. The Baruch introduced them to this, a new life. Toshma Peh is a new life. We keep desperate for that life. What does the Rosh Hashanah want us to do? The Rosh Hashanah wants us to know. To take that life in Mesiras Nefesh, to bring it into the Chaldur Chechadei, to live our lives with that special life. Toshma Peh teaches us how to live our lives. First mission, the first Masech is Brachas. The whole Sod of Brachas is Mamish the Sod of Moti Vloy Moti. The Heilig Reb Tzadik says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. You speak to the Rebbein Shel Olam, Ato. And then Hashem Kedushonim, and so he says, Zonah goes right into third person. So he says, that's the Sod of Moti Vloy Moti. What's the Moti Vloy Moti? We're going out, when we sing Baruch Atah, in the skull entrance, it's the Rebbein Shel Olam. There's no Rechiv there. The Rebbein Shel Olam says, no, I want you to bring it down here to Chol Derech Echadayim. So that's the Sod of Toshma Pes. The first Masech is Brachos. Brachos Anenim. Brachos Anenim. The Brachos. You have to bring the Loi Moti into the Brachos Anenim. That's living that mystic life. If you make the Brachos because you want to eat, but if you eat because you want to make the Brachos, so that's... So that's a dag of Mesiras Nefesh. Then the eating is Mesiras Nefesh. Then the eating is Kiyud Misana. Then the eating is Achana Fayimkin. That's the greatest life. Life is the Chol Derech Echadayim. Dafka Toshba Peh teaches. There's no other Mitzvahs than Rabban Shalom. That's always the Mesiras Nefesh. Nothing else than Rabban Shalom. To eat to Saiba Benizar, or to get killed. I mean, there's no other life other than Rabban Shalom. That's what the Mitzvah, the Ba'imek, Mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh is based on. How the Heilig Baal HaTanya talks about it, that you can't cut off yourself. Even an assimilated Yid can't cut off himself. He's connected to it, that's his life. It's a shy for a person to cut himself off from life. Sod of Mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh, I'm giving up my life. Punkt paket, I can't give up my life. And when you feel what's life, so you can't give up your life. No, you are giving up your life. You can't give up your life. That's the Sod of Mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh. You can't give up your life. This is your life. So Meila, therefore, somebody who lives with Mesiras Nefesh means that even when he's Isaac in the Yom HaRashus, he can't not say it to Matoya. He can't not make a proper bracha. Can't not make a proper bracha. Ochel de lochayim. Bracha de lochayim. Who can do that? Only somebody who knows the Sod of Mati Vloy Mati. Only somebody who can say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and then just go straight back to Hashem and Shonam and Mitzvah and Tzonam. Have that kirva or keset, and to go back to the richuk of third person to be down here. Only he understands the sod. That sod. Whole sod of Mesiras Nefesh is what we say. There's dying al kiddush Hashem and there's living al kiddush Hashem. So what does it mean to be Mesiras? To live Mesiras Nefesh. To live Mesiras Nefesh means that's the vote. To bring Mesiras Nefesh into your life. Bring Mesiras Nefesh means into your life means that you feel that the only chaim is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even while you're busy with Nyanam and Rishus, I've said before already, Krishma is Mesiras Nefesh. Krishma is Mesiras Nefesh, so why does it say straight after this? Mishavtcha b'visachah v'lachtcha v'adayach. Shevas didachah v'lachas didach. So Shach is Mesiras Nefesh to Shevas didachah v'lachas didach. That's the answer. How Mesiras Nefesh is Ataka this Yid Nyotza Nishmasam Be'echad, they didn't get to the parasha of Ahavta. So those Yid from Rosh Hashanah, that's the Moti, they reached it. However, for us, the Indian is to be Mesiras Nefesh, in the Pasuk of Shema, but then to go into the Rosh Hashanah, to be Mesiras Nefesh, that's the Sod of Mesiras Nefesh. We haven't got another life other than Avodas Hashem. So if you're on a Tiyul, it's Avodas Hashem. If you're wherever you are, it's Avodas Hashem. Look at these. We're living in Mesiras Nefesh. Tell a person to eat without making a bracha. So I can't, it's a shaykh. Somebody feels that Mr. Kachayim, so he can't cut off himself off. So he has to make a good bracha. It's not an avoider. The food doesn't interest him. He has to make a good bracha. In that sense, he's saying a tefi yisod. He has to make a good bracha. That's the life of Chol Derech Echad'eihu. He has to make a good bracha. He can't cut himself off. Wherever he goes, he can't cut himself off. And that's for living with Mesiras Nefesh. That's the inner sukkah that comes after Yom Kippur. Sukkah is all achina and shdiya and it's teal and it's everything. It's all in the sod of Oyam Akif. It's all in that sod. We're taking, we're living a regular life in the sod where we're not separating ourselves from Mesiras Nefesh of Oyam Akif. To be mati, but it's low mati. To bring the Mesiras Nefesh into the Chol Derech Echad'eihu. Give the moshul. Mentioned Tanchum at the beginning of Parashas Kisova. He was one who said the moshul of Papa's Ben Yehuda taking a fish out of the water. The famous moshul. Shuel, the fox, gave him advice. The fox is a tippish. He thought he's the smart. But you see that there's enough people who are eating and who are being oisik in Yonad Alma without their moshul. It's much like somebody going out of his machka in the Korachayim. The Shul is a tipish, the most people in the world are tipish. All the goyim are tipish. All the Chaman and Nafan, Chaman and Slan. A Yid doesn't make a proper brocha. A Yid is verstehnish. It's with Echtach Vaderech. Kum Nach Hashmai Yisrael, Kum Nach Mesiras Nefesh. There Tani the Messiah to the Shul. Come out of the Makor HaChaim, then you'll be more alive. Tipish. So that's why it's a Peltic Gazach. That Medrash, the story of Papa's Ben Yudah. And that's good for Rebbe Kiva, that's what we're saying. Because Rebbe Kiva is one that says, Kiyam Chayim Baruch Hashem, I can't stop. Telling me to stop teaching Torah. I can't stop. Rebbe Kiva, he practices what he preaches. Rebbe Kiva says, this is Kiyam Chayim Baruch Hashem. I can't not do it. That's the whole lot of Mr. Isn't. I can't give money. I can't not live. Living is Torah. Living is the Heilige Torah. It's a Sabbat Torah Shabbat. It's a limited Torah Shabbat. This Medrash Tanchum is the beginning of Kisova. Kisova is the mitzvah Bikurim. The mitzvah Bikurim is the mitzvah where the farmer shows that he brings his makash himself to the Bismillah to the Makom of the Mesiras Nefesh. So that's the whole soda of the Kiva, that's the whole soda of Papa's Ben Yehuda. And that's the Gilu Yotar Shabbal Peh. The Kiva is the soda Yotar Shabbal Peh. This is the fish in the water. What happens when you take a fish? Have you ever seen a fish out of the water? Being taken out of the water, flaps build. Yeah. Same thing as with a child. The mayor, when he comes and nurses from the mother, if you don't put in there straight away, he screams and he goes all wild. A fish and a baby understands what it means to be kosher to the koyach ha'chaim. The fish doesn't have anything else in the world. A little baby of one day old doesn't have anything else in the world. That's the koyach. That's how he must live his life. As before, the two badim went through the paroichas ki'ilu, like a ayunika, it's ki'ilu mishteda deyesha. That's a ayunika. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to feel. Like, Tinik Ben Yama doesn't have anything else. This is his chayim. Don't hack me and copy anything else. It's chayim. You can't do it. So from the chayim. Yeah, tough. Few badims are very short. Can develop it, so it'll take longer. The guy that cursed that wanted to do it. The whole Tzvi in Purim. The whole Tzvi in Purim was Shtiyah Kedas Shal Torah. Shtiyah was Kedas Shal Torah. So what was the Tzviyah? Tzviyah was, how comes the Hostab is Amdash? What was the Tzviyah? How comes the Hostab is Amdash? How comes you enjoy a meal with Achashverosh as well? That's the Tzviyah. If you feel that, then you're not Shaykh to Chaim Bechla. If somebody understands Chaim, he can't. We're not dealing with an Aveir over here. Yeah, I miss that. We're not dealing with Aveir over here. Shvi'a Kadosh, the Russian Torah. We're dealing with, how could there be a Pesandish? So there's only one way to take it up, and that's Kim of a Kibla Yehudim. It's in a Kabbal Tosh about that. It's Tosh about that. Yom HaKippur and Kippur. It's all good. It's all good.